This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Sean Gurley, owner and medical director of North Atlanta Aesthetic Dentistry, about guided implant surgery. This technique uses 3D cone beam imaging to improve dental implant procedure diagnosis, treatment, comfort, and recovery. Dr. Gurley, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. So tell us, how does the cone beam 3D imaging system work, and how long have you been using this in your practice?
I've had it in my practice since 2009, so about 8 years or so. I bought it specifically for placement of dental implants and to use in a minimally invasive technique, just trying to improve on current techniques.
And can this technology make dental implant procedures more comfortable? And if so, how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely can. The main reason is because you can visualize in a three-dimensional, you know, tomogram, you can see the width, the height, the depth of the tissues in a three-dimensional view, which allows you to uncover, you know, things that you couldn't see before, such as like anatomical structures that you might be near, or any pathological tissues that you might encounter where you might be obscured by a normal two-dimensional x-ray. So it just gives you a lot more information to work with, and it allows you to perform the surgery in a minimally invasive way. You don't have to, you know, incise through the soft tissue and reflect the soft tissue in order to visualize it. You've pre-visualized it before you've even done the surgery, because you've done a surgery by looking on the three-dimensional structures. You've done it ahead of time, so you don't need to like visually see it.
Dr. Gurley, if you would, tell us, what are the advantages to using the cone beam system when it comes to getting a better diagnosis?
Well, a better diagnosis is because you can see structures that you couldn't see before. You can see soft tissue structures, like you can see vascular structures more clearly and how they relate to other structures. You can see bone density, and really the key there is like you can see relative bone density. You can see pathological trends in the mouth. If you follow these x-rays, you can see bone where people are losing bone, or bones becoming less dense or more dense. And that information can lead to a better diagnosis. We couldn't see vascular pathology before, or for example, sinus pathology before. But these are picked up routinely now on CT scanning.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Sean Gurley, owner and medical director of North Atlanta Aesthetic Dentistry, here on eHealth Radio's Cosmetic Dentistry Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Gurley, also, what are the advantages of using cone beam technology when it comes to dental implant procedure safety?
Well, since you can visualize the anatomic variability in people, there's a lot of variability in human anatomy, and so where things are supposed to be is not always where they are, relatively speaking. So it accounts for that, because you can see a 360-degree view of the bone space that you're putting the implant into and all structures related to it. And another thing is you got a much more accurate reading on the bone height. If you're looking for a particular implant or certain millimeters in length, it used to be when we used the 2D x-rays, you get enlargement, and that means it wasn't very accurate. It was only accurate to within about 20% accuracy, which is a lot. If you're placing a dental implant into a human jawbone, you want to be accurate. Now, I think we're looking at about a tenth of a millimeter of accuracy with CT scan. So that probably the most important factor.
And also, how does using this technique lead to more durable and precise dental implants?
Well, since you're able to place the implant and not only into the correct bone height, length, and width as related to the other structures, but you can put it in the bone density where there's the most dense bone possible. And that was just impossible before this technology. You had no idea if you were going into dense bone or not so dense bone. So that is a huge advantage to know the relative bone density that you're dealing with.
Well, Dr. Gurley, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for the information shared here today per your expertise, and we can't thank you enough. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of our conversation?
Well, I would recommend to anyone contemplating getting a dental implant to consider the CT scan as basically a standard of care in today's world, and I wouldn't consider getting one without that. And if the surgeon does a virtual surgery on the scan, that's also a huge advantage. So I would just encourage people to get themselves well informed.
And certainly a good idea. Well, Dr. Gurley, where can listeners get all the details on your practice at North Atlanta Aesthetic Dentistry?
Oh, you can reach me on the web at www.northatlantasmiles.com. Yeah, you can reach me also on my office phone at 770-664-1244.
Again, Dr. Gurley, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to join us here today on the program.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Sean Gurley, the owner and medical director of North Atlanta Aesthetic Dentistry. And for all the details and for contact, simply visit northatlantasmiles.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.